This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, the sports weekend that was, All-Star Game. Hawks back at it on Thursday, by the way, out of the All-Star break against the Orlando Magic, who they played last week as well. That'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes as well, but I do want to we do want to catch you up on what happened over the weekend in the TGL. All right, so good news and bad news as it relates to the Atlanta Drive and the TGL. They won the first ever overtime match yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And then they lost the second ever overtime match yesterday. So they split their double. They had a doubleheader yesterday. They split it. They went 1-1. So now they're 2-1 on the season. Kind of fun because they were down pretty big late in the first match to come back and win it. And I didn't know, you know, you're watching this stuff all for the first time, a lot of it. I didn't know the overtime was decided by best two out of three closest to the pin.
Which is,
so you just kind of chip close to the pin. It's pretty interesting. Like, I don't know. I didn't know that that's what it was, but yeah, it was good to see them win like that.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that we were talking about before the show is how they, I wish we had what I'm on, the mentality to switch from having to play what you really do.
Because they all did. By and large, they all played Sunday in San Diego.
And then having to switch that mindset to come back and do the TG. I mean, I think that's just a phenomenal thing to have to do. Because that is, I mean, not saying that this is not something, because they're getting paid to do this.
Right. They're not like heroes.
They're not heroes. But, and they're not getting this. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
Right.
Now, they're getting broke off, banked for this.
Yes.
But just to have to adjust from being outside on the course to the inside, it's got to be a big deal.
I wonder what would be harder. Because like Ludwig Oberg won the tournament on Sunday, played awesome. That dude is just, he's coming. Like, he's going to be, he might be the, I don't know. Scotty's really good, but Ludwig's one of the best players in the world over the next decade, probably. And then he goes and does that. Like, is it harder to win a PGA event, get all that money, and then not just go celebrate and do what you want, go to the TGL? Or is it harder to play on Sunday, have it not go your way, you're frustrated?
And then you got to go.
Because you didn't win, and then you have to go. Like, was it harder to be Ludwig yesterday and go do the TGL, or Rory?
Rory.
Yeah.
Definitely. Rory. Yes, it definitely had to be like that. But I saw they had a lot of celebrities. Obviously, Arthur Blank is one of the big-time banks behind this thing. I saw Matt Ryan was there with his two sons, which was really cool. And y'all said Serena and her guy was there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He had a – did you see his response to Stephen A?
No, what did he say?
He had just a little post on social media.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way to go. Stand up for your woman.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go, my guy.
He examined Stephen A psychologically.
Did he really?
Yeah. He goes, it's pretty sad, really. Like, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. He told him, like, he peaked in high school, and he's seeking external validation, and it's not too late to find love.
Damn.
But he probably never will unless
Damn.
He changes his. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Whoa.
It was pretty good.
He went visceral on it.
He did. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. Well.
He's like, hey, you want to say something about me and my relationship? Here's what I have to say about you.
I ain't mad at him, dog. No. Yeah, hey, do what you do. Let me talk about your woman like that, especially when you ain't got a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're done. We're good.
We're doing great.
We're
good over here pimping.
Yeah, we're good.
You worry about you over there. And don't think, because I know they probably stay down in Florida. I know you down here now. We could be neighbors. Don't make me hem you up, Stephen A. You know Stephen A. can't fight.
Yeah.
He from Hollis, Queens, but can't fight nobody. So, yeah, he always got his big bodyguards with him. But all they got to do is turn their back to get a hot dog. He just go run and steal on them.
Just takes one.
It takes one hot dog to get your ass whipped. Because security got to eat, too.
Those guys are huge. Those guys probably have a big appetite.
Yeah, but you got to get lined up right, though, Andy. You got to be just sitting there waiting behind that curtain. Like he going to do an appearance or something?
Nah, I think he just is going to do what he did. I think he handled it. Verbally.
It's pretty funny.
Textually, whatever. Social media-y? I don't know. He posted it. It was fine. Whatever. Hopefully it's over now. No need to comment any further on a marriage that you're not a part of.
Exactly.
Okay? Just, it's fine. Your opinion on their marriage is unnecessary. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Lots of stuff happening in an action-packed three-day weekend, but we'll start with yesterday in what was the big 4-0 for Tara. So happy birthday,
Tara.
Happy birthday. Welcome.
And to celebrate, about 1 week from right now, I will be in an airplane with a cocktail in hand. Probably have already drank two or three at this point at the airport. Headed to Mexico.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. What part?
Cozumel.
Love
it. They found we're going with three other couples, I believe, because two, Tara and her best friend, are both turning 40.
Okay.
Right now-ish. And
have y'all ever been on a trip with these people?
No.
I'm always curious, like, how many couples is too many couples on a couples trip?
That's a lot, but
two.
You know. Yeah. I vibe with all the dudes that are going.
Okay.
So it's fun.
Okay.
We'll hang out and drink, and we're in an all-inclusive resort, so
hell yeah.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
How do you generally feel about flying?
Love flying.
You do?
I like the window seat. I'll sit there the entire time and with my head up to the glass and just look at stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like flying. Andy does not like flying. I don't mind flying. I would prefer not to.
But it was crazy
because I said we went to my wife. We went to her sister's and we ordered food and everything because I ain't seen him in so long. Hanging out. And then my brother, her brother comes over. He's like, yeah, every time you guys live, I said, well, okay. Yeah, did you hear about the plane that crashed? Like, you know I'm about to get on a plane.
Another one?
Right?
Yeah. Stop telling people that are going to the airport about plane crashes.
Okay, I was like, you know I'm about to, like, in a few hours, I'm about to get on an airplane, right? With your sister and your nephews, right?
Yeah.
You understand this, right?
Don't bring that up.
You don't have to bring it up.
Not a good time to bring that up.
Yes, all right.
Plane crashes do happen, though, and it's a very small percentage. Are we seeing more of these because of social media?
It feels like it, don't it?
It feels like it.
It does.
Feels like it. You're right.
I don't think there's any less plane crashes right now than there were 10 years ago.
They're very few. They almost never happen.
Yes, right? Flying's pretty safe.
It's safer than almost anything we do transportation-wise in life.
Yes.
Statistically. But it does feel like there's more
I don't know why.
But maybe they're reporting it to make it feel like there's more. I really have no idea.
But it feels like it.
But I saw a picture of that plane upside down.
Yeah, I saw the video of how it got upside down, even weirder.
I don't think I want to see that.
Yeah, like, oh.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird, I absolutely love the airport people.
Okay.
Yeah, like I'll go 3 hours before a flight and just hang out. And it's a little city. You go have a drink, you go get some lunch, you go read a book, you go watch a movie.
I never liked the airport until I went to the airport without kids. Like, I always went without kids before I had kids, but I didn't know.
Right.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And then we went with kids a bunch of times, and that was not great.
No.
And then you go without kids, and it's like, this is pretty amazing. Like,
because
then you see all the people with kids, and you kind of give them the little
solidarity,
like, nod.
My kids are great flyers, except it's the process of getting the little one to shut the hell up.
I can only
because whenever it's quiet, that's when he wants to be loud.
Sure.
On the plane, people trying to sleep. I hear, this bastard's on there. Randomly. Oh, what you doing, dog? Just like random.
It was too quiet on here.
It was too damn quiet.
Somebody was about to fall asleep.
Hey, that's better than the opposite, though.
Crying or something. I don't mind crying, baby, because I mean, hell. That's what babies do.
It's kind of expected, especially on flights,
that's
but I would much rather not be around it, especially if it's my kid.
The worst is if it's your kid.
Yeah,
if it's somebody else's kid. They feel worse than anybody
else. Yeah,
they're trying their hardest to get this baby to stop. Like, they're not happy the baby's crying on this airplane. Pop on your headphones, put on a movie, and get a cocktail. You'll be fine.
You're just fine. So a big weekend for SNL, and Randy, you mentioned this one earlier, so I'll play this one first. So Sunday night was their 50th anniversary show. So here's Eddie Murphy doing his best Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan! Big dog gonna make some big money! Live
minute, Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat 4 cheese lasagna. If they only got 3 cheeses, I ain't eating it.
Yes, okay. We hear you, Tracy Morgan.
I refuse to ingest 3 cheeses.
You're right. 4 cheeses. We got it, Tracy Morgan. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Very
Tracy Morgan loves his cheese.
The voice and then the face.
Yeah.
Because he had all the face. That's the biggest thing about
all
Tracy. Is the face that he makes after he talks. Like, I know, what was the show that he was in?
30 Rock.
30 Rock. Never ever watched 30 Rock.
Yeah.
But I love him as Bro.
Very funny.
As Bro Man, as Hustle Man, he's awesome, dude. And 13 G's. I mean, he makes those faces. It's just unreal.
He is. He's a very.
19 G's.
You got to pay attention. Like, because the stuff he says sometimes isn't funny, but it's the way he says it. Yeah, and then the way he looks. But the best part about the Eddie Murphy one, too, is he was doing Tracy Morgan, and Tracy Morgan was next to him playing somebody else, some character.
Yes.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was good. I think honestly, they did a really good job. Like, most of the skits were really funny.
As a prelude to the 50th anniversary show, you know, half of Saturday Night Live is musical acts. Right. So Friday night, they did a 50th anniversary concert. I don't care where you lived, it was almost impossible to escape this over the weekend.
They're coming, they want to get your hand-me-down. Everybody at the party playing those sounds. We're playing here round. Certified lover boy, certified pedophile. I'm going to do myself. Why you throw like a bitch? Ain't you tired?
Is
like
it? Is this
it's probably a minor.
It is. I don't know who it is.
This is Will Ferrell and Eddie Gaster.
Oh, Will Ferrell and Gaster. Okay.
I love it, man. I mean, I saw the one clip where they were supposed to, I guess they were doing a jail scene.
Oh, it was like Scared Straight.
Yeah.
Right?
And then Will made a break character because he got his lines. You see Eddie, bro.
Yeah, like, dude, Will had a tough one on Sunday night. He forgot his lines in both the skits.
Yeah, Will, like, he might have had some of that all in him.
Something.
Man.
Yeah, something, I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, Will might have had some drinks before that.
The musical performances on the show on Sunday were good, too. Like, obviously, that's a funny joke there. They had Miley Cyrus and the, what's her name, Brittany something from the
Beers?
Alabama Shakes. No, lead singer of the Alabama Shakes. They did
Nothing. Alabama what?
Alabama Shakes.
Oh,
the band.
Yeah.
They're awesome. I think you'd like them. They're really good. But they did a song called Nothing Compares to You. Oh, man. It was very good.
Alabama Shakes.
Both shows were great. Concert.
It's not what you're thinking.
And you know that's what I was thinking. Like, I've been to Alabama Shakes.
She's got an incredible voice. I forget what her last name is. Brittany. Oren will probably text me in 45 seconds.
Yeah, I've been to Alabama Shakes.
Or I could
Google it. Yeah, it ain't... Not worthy.
And then it did draw out all day.
Brittany Howard.
We actually went out for Tara's birthday dinner Sunday night. And this isn't like 8 o'clock at night, and the Daytona 500 is still going on.
Here comes William Byron. Here comes Tyler Reddick racing into the tri-oval. Checkered flag is in the air. William Byron wins the Daytona 500 and becomes a 2-time winner, a back-to-back winner of the Great American Race.
Okay, so from ninth to first, if you saw the finish of this race, like he just squipped through another wreck that was happening.
Right.
There were several wrecks. There was a weather delay. But the car right behind him, as he goes from ninth to first, the car right behind him gets taken out. Like, he literally squipped right up against the wall and through all this turmoil. Nice little finish, though.
I can't deal with all that. Because that's what the thing about it is, like, when there's all them wrecks right there, that's why it lasts so damn long.
Yep.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Several wrecks, caution flag, and a weather delay. Like, they were on a –
But that's what I saw. That's what I was looking at. It was during the weather delay. I'm thinking it's about to start, and then they had a little caption, weather delays. Like, oh, so it's not about to start anytime soon.
Terrible. But good for – I mean, the check's not different just because there's a bunch
of
wrecks.
Hell no. That's y'all problem.
He got first place, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Then William Byron gets another check because on Monday night, he rolls right into Monday Night Raw in his car, the 24 car, Hendrick. I don't know. It was painted like his car. Probably wasn't the same car because AJ Styles hopped out of the passenger seat. Dude had an all-gold WWE, like NASCAR on the logo, but it was a WWE belt. All solid gold. I doubt it was solid gold, like the element, but nice-looking belt.
Yeah, good way to celebrate.
Get a WWE belt for anything these days.
They really actually do.
Well, I feel like this is a real one, though. Damn Daytona
500. It was real size and weight.
Because you remember the when I won Fantasy in the championship belt, I got, like, that's them things are – they got some weight behind them.
Yeah. That's a good gift, though. Like a WWE belt celebrating winning the Daytona 500?
How much did Vans cost?
Because I was still like $250, $300.
I love you, bro.
I don't have one.
We got
you got to get the authentic, like the replica authentic.
But don't you got to earn it, though? You know what I mean? You got to win something.
I'll take Bo over any.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pretty much anybody behind the glass in the station.
Then let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And then give him the belt.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you earned yours. You won fantasy football.
I know, but yet, you know.
William earned his. He won the Daytona 500. Want Bo to have a belt, but he's got to win something to get it.
I know what we can do.
So we need a producer Olympics.
Have him fight Abe.
I was going to say that. But let's do it like the midi. Let's do like jousting.
Let's go.
Yeah. Bo.
I knew he was going to get excited.
Bo jousts against Chris Thomas.
That's a no brainer. That's like easy work.
And if he wins, then he gets a belt.
That's easy. That, like, or like
one of the turtles ever Orin would do
it because Orin would do it because he don't want to hurt the horse.
Orin's got long arms though.
But Orin ain't.
It'd be a tough jouster.
Would probably be a very good jouster.
I'll take him.
You just got to hit Orin high though.
I'll take it.
That's true. There's a lot of
Orin to knock off that horse.
A lot of Orin to hit. All right.
It's a lot of Orin to hit. Yeah.
I mean, he's tall. Long arms. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.